When Lee Hartman's son Charlie was born, he couldn't hear well, since Charlie has gotten medical help. But Hartman recognizes not every family has access to those resources.
Because of that, their children face delays, they have problems with language acquisition, and they're not ready for kindergarten.
A bill making its way through the General Assembly would create a committee to help. They would be tasked with figuring out how children and families can better access early intervention.
And that intervention can be helping them get on their way towards hearing aids. Charlie had hearing aids at the age of 4 months. Some families go with American Sign Language.
In the deaf community, those different methods are a point of division. Some are more supportive of medical approaches, like cochlear implants. Others say a child doesn't have to hear to communicate. They can use American Sign Language. Speaking through an ASL translator, Jenny Witteberg says the proposed committee has too many doctors.
You don't go to the hospital to get language. You don't see doctors to develop language.
Maureen Hollowell, whose adult daughter is deaf, agrees. She wants to know why the resources the state spends now aren't working.
And not further debate, not further review of the medical model of approaching deaf education or deaf communication.
The proposed committee calls for 15 citizen members, including representatives from all sides of this debate. But it does not include funding for further research and data collection. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.